So we'll continue with our Orthodox religious alphabet. And the last time I did that, we were on H. And I was trying to find a word for I. It wasn't easy, but H-I. So how about together? So of course the word in H is holy. And a word in H-I would be all those words that start with H-I-E-R-O, which in Greek is iero, iero, because it has a hard breathing, we stick an H in front. So we probably know the word like hieroglyph, right? Hieroglyph, but that's not one of our religious words. We have hierarch, which refers to a sacred leader or our bishop. We have the word hieromartyr. Sometimes you might see it in the missal that a saint being commemorated on a given day is a hieromartyr, which means it was a martyr, a person who died for the faith, who was also in the clergy, either a priest or a bishop. We have a lot of those. We have hieromonk. A hieromonk is not in the ranks of the saints, but in the ranks of us regular people, but he's a priest who happens to also be a monk, so he's called a hieromonk. We have hierophant, which is a word that's used a couple of times in the hymns, hierophantis, and you can look that up, but it's someone who explains the divine things and the prophecies, okay, and speaks. So the word holy in English refers to things that are divine and have to do with God, whereas the word sacred in English is comparable to the Greek word ieron or ieros. Okay, so we have agios, which is holy, and ieros, which is sacred. So when we say ierefs, okay, or the ierosini, which is the priesthood, okay, another word for priesthood in English is holy orders, or more correctly would be sacerdotal orders. And you see the S-A-C-E, sacer, sacred, okay? That's more close, I would think. Although we don't use the word sacerdotal, you should know what it means. Anyway, so holy are things that are godly, divine. Sacred are things that are dedicated to God and dedicated for the use of the divine. So a little bit, there is a difference. But even in Greek and in English, there's kind of a crossover. We call things holy that really are sacred, and we call things sacred that maybe really are holy, but there really is a slight difference. Just as a kind of parenthesis and a second point today, this is the Sunday after the Feast of Epiphany. And depending on when you actually arrived, you may have heard hymns that were referring to the Feast of the Epiphany, which we did, Monday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We did those feast days. And the great feasts of the Lord and the Theotokos have a period which we call the festal period, which extends 7 or 8 days. Some 5 to 7. Anyway, let's just say 8 days. And the Feast of Epiphany, being very big, lasts from January 6th to January 14th. Today's what, the 13th? Okay, so tomorrow, in those places like monasteries and seminaries where they have, a complete liturgical life, they will have, the church services will simply repeat all the hymns exactly as they were on the Feast of Epiphany, and that's called the leave-taking of the feast. But there's also a day after Christmas, a day after Epiphany, and the other great feast that's called the Sunday after that feast, and many of the hymns today were about Epiphany, and obviously, because it makes sense, because so many people can come on Sundays but can't come on weekdays, so the Sunday after a feast is also dedicated to that feast. Let's stand and pray now.